Father, we welcome you. Jesus, we welcome you. Sweet Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you, and we hope that you feel welcome to manifest yourself with us today. Lord, I just feel your presence here so heavy right now. And it's my desire that we could all enter in to your presence and behold you today. I just thank you for what you have prepared for us. And I ask that your Holy Spirit would lead. Open us up. May we lay down everything, Lord. Let us lay down every care. Every problem, every worry, every desire, even anything we came here to get from you, we just lay that down. We just want you to lead. We just want to walk with you. I just pray the prayer of our children and say, be with us today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. We're going to have a vision today. You're going to have a vision today. You may have it different than I had it this morning, or that I will have it again this time. But we're going to go to a river of God. I'm not claiming this is the river that flows in heaven, but it's a river he's taken me to several times. And it's a refreshing river. It's a place of cleansing and healing. And as you go through this river, as you progress through it, because some of you may hang around in the riverbed for a while. Others of you might want to hurry up and get to the waterfall. So you don't have to stay where I'm at. But I'm going to kind of walk some of you through this that have a hard time in visions of your own. See, I have a lot of visions because I like to just go places with Jesus and then let him do whatever he wants to do. And I don't have a problem with that. He can say, okay, today we're going to walk in the woods. I shut my eyes and we're in the woods, you know. But Harvey has a hard time picturing it. So sometimes God lets me talk with you to help you picture yourself in the place he wants to take you. Then it becomes very individual, what he says to you, what he shows you in that place. But today he wants to take you to the river. And there is a waterfall where he wants to just shower you, cleanse you. And as those drops fall over you, they'll end up penetrating and coming inside of you and doing some awesome things. But we're going to start out in the more shallow water. There's a verse in Ezekiel 36:25 where God says, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness, from all your idols will I cleanse you. We may think we don't have idols, but an idol is anything that keeps occupying your heart, occupying your thoughts, occupying your life and your time. What belongs to God, something else ends up taking its place. And I find that every day. I say, God, I just want to walk with you all day long. And like 2 hours later, I'm going, I haven't even thought about him for 2 hours, you know. Been thinking about dishes and laundry and whatever else I'm doing, schooling, preparing some things for Janiah's kids, and your mind is busy and occupied, and you go, I didn't mean to leave you. I wanted to do these things with you. But we find ourselves occupied with other things all the time. We find it difficult to do that which is supposed to be simple, which is letting him lead. Part of that is because we don't trust him to lead. We come up with our list. This is what I got to get done today. I can't, you know, what if Jesus leads me over here, but I got to get this. He knows I have to do this. He does. But do you let him lead you through the list? Do you lead him through the list? What if the next thing on your list is I've got to get the laundry done? And Jesus is saying, why didn't you just kick back and put on some worship music? Because then the argument comes. Maybe later if I find time, but right now I have to do this. Do you know if you would have gone ahead and put on that music and soaked in him, he still would have got to the laundry and it would have gotten done if it needed to get done today. A long time ago, I learned, I don't always live what I learned, but I learned that if you let God take you step by step by step through your day, you will accomplish everything He wants you to accomplish every day. So when you go to bed and say, but I had 50 things I wanted to get done, must have been your list. Must not have been the right day on His list. So you never need to be frustrated. You never need to feel like you didn't accomplish enough, as long as He leads all day and you do whatever He leads you to do. You had a perfect day. Anyway, I don't always live that, but I understood it and I attempt it. I want you to just close your eyes. You don't need to take any notes this morning. If He gives you something you want to write down, feel free to do that. I want you to start just waiting in the waters. The waters are crystal clear. There's beautiful rocks all over the bed of this river. It doesn't hurt your feet to walk on them. And it's okay to stop and look at them. You don't have to be in a hurry. Just picture yourself walking around in the river, looking down through that clear water and seeing all colors of rocks. These are beautiful rocks. Some of them have lights embedded in them. You see flashes of light, sparkles, glows, glitters, all different colors. You can even take one if you want. It isn't stealing, because the Lord put them there for you. He put them there for you to enjoy. There's power in color. There's power in light. There's power in motion. So if you see a rock that interests you, pick it up. Look closer. Take it with you. But in this place, I want you to just let His peace and His rest infiltrate you. Let it flood into you. Let it fill you completely. Just relax. Just rest. Keep the rock in your hand. Look up ahead and you see the waterfall calling. It's like it's just magnetizing you to come closer. You watch that curtain of water just flowing down, reflections of colors as it hits the water. He's inviting us into the showers of cleansing so we can go deeper in Him. Accept His invitation. Step into these showers. And let the cleansing begin. It's like each drop of water is touching, searching, seeking to take away all surface carnality of our flesh. Just let it wash away. Wash away the masks of hiding on your face, the social games. Let our face be bare before our Lord. Turn your face up and invite Him to look at you in honesty, in openness, in truth. Feel the gentle drops touch your closed eyelids as He says, see, see, see as I see. Let me see into you, into your mind. Let these waters enter your mind. Reveal your thoughts. Search them. Purify them. Cleanse them in my love. Just rest. Receive. Trust Him. This is His work. Just rest and wait. Just allow His searching. Invite Him. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Whether it's the drops washing you, entering you, whether it's the rock and the colors that you hold in your hand. I want you to let God take you today, wherever He will take you, and trust Him. Ask Him to take you deeper. Have a testimony that you can share about what you've been seeing this morning? Okay, Connie Holes, you're on tape.
The blue and green water flows and sparkles like the emeralds in a ring that has diamond faucets along the sides by the bank of the river. Gold pierced through the water from the bottom. This awaits for us. We can see our reflection. God is telling me to wait upon Him so that He may give me a more clear reflection of what waits for me. I ask Him to give me eyes so that I might see the jewels. I need to see myself as He sees me, not as I am. My heart aches for I've held back, and God wants me to release and be set free. He loves me and I struggle from within. He tells me not to hold back, but to give Him it all. Let the river and the beauty of it flow freely within me. Let my heart ache no more.
Anyone else willing to share what you've seen today?
He took me across the river, and there was nothing to do with the waterfall. There was sand on that side of the river, not rocks. And we sat down, and He covered my legs with sand. And He covered His own legs with sand. And He said, when I wash the sand off you, you shall be completely clean. And I said, but Lord, why do you have sand on you? To show you that I am sinless.
Anyone else? This can help others that go, because they can find something in what you share that they can relate to. Does anyone else have something to share from today? I noticed Connie saw some gold down in that river. Gold was the rock, the color He brought to me today. And He said He wanted to refine me like gold. And that thought has been lingering all morning, that gold can be melted. And then after He melts it, He can pour it into any shape He wants. He can make golden hearts. He can make golden horns to blow sound through. He made golden roads in heaven as a path to lead someone. So being gold means to let the fires come until your life is melted and He can reshape it into anything He wants at any time. Because He can shape it into a road, remelt it, shape it into a horn, remelt it. So once you're that pliable, He can do anything He wants. Anyone else have something to share? Glenn? Look right in it, because we're overcoming music.
As a child, I was able to be in a spring like we were talking about. And as I was in this pool of water and looking at the rocks, He drew me closer to the waterfalls. And I went and sat right in the waterfalls with the water coming down over my head and my face. But I could still breathe. And He says, look at the rocks, how I've shaped them from the water from all these years. And He said, that's what I'm doing to you, is I'm shaping you into a solid foundation.
Anyone else?
I wasn't even sure of what this meeting was about, and so I saw Don and Julie at home, and they told me that there was I didn't hear it clearly, but some kind of prayer or meditation, and I So I came and I've just been just praying in the house of the Lord and thanking Him that every day I see His hand working in my life and in my heart and in my mind and giving me strength and wisdom that I've never had before and forgiving me for my shortfalls as I yet still have. So I've been just praying and thanking Him for bringing me some serenity. And some purpose and usefulness and fulfillment and more self-esteem and confidence in my life. So with that, I just praise the Lord, and I've just been sitting here praying.
Jesus. Anyone else? Harvey.
Well, as usual, I couldn't see anything. But you told me to write down everything, so whatever thoughts came. So I wrote basically what all you said. There is a clear crystal river, even a smoother pool in this place. The water is very clear. I can see the bottom. There are many different and beautiful stones in the bottom. The stones don't hurt our feet when we walk on them. We can pick them up and take any we want. It's not stealing. Our God put them here just for us. There is a waterfall. It calls to us. It is for our cleansing. Come, stand under this curtain of water. Let our God cleanse us. Let Him wash over and away our surface carnality, our sins, our mind. Thank you, Jesus, for your very precious blood. Thank you for washing over me, for taking your time and investing in me. Thank you for not being in a hurry, for giving all the time that I need. Sparkling waters, gentle drops pouring over me, very soft.
Harvey, if you could see a rock and choose one, what color do you think you would like to take? What would a rock be like if you could pick any rock you wanted? Can you make up a rock?
See, I can't even imagine stuff. I don't even know how to do that. I can't even imagine.
If you could go out right now, I'm going to give you a rock, any color you want. What color would you want that rock to be?
All I can think of is smooth. As far as color, when I was a kid, sometimes you'd see rocks that have all these, like, what do you call them? Colors in them, you know, all kinds of colors. I've seen all kinds, you know. But multicolors, just all kinds of colors. But running through and sparkly, you know. Like, in my mind, I see like blues, but all different shades of blue. But they're like light blues and dark blues and medium blues and turquoise and silver and white, but all sparkling, like real shiny, but the stone's got to be real smooth.
It's just helping you open your mind up to see your rock. Patty? It started out at the riverbed, and the foliage around was green and lush. I was about 12, with a white dress, long hair, and it was pulled back at the sides with a barrette. At first, the river looked like if I went closer to the waterfall, I would fall off, until I realized it was really that the water was coming down And the Lord said to me, you are my baby. You are innocent. You are sweet. I love you. Grow up in me, Trish. And I asked him, why, Lord, am I 12 when I am with you in these visions? Why do I not appear as an adult? Did I not break a vow? And I realized that I didn't really break a vow that I had made back then. And so I took myself to court. And I brought myself to his courtroom. And I'm the defendant who needs to be judged for her crimes. In 1972, I made a vow to not trust you, Lord, to not trust anyone. I am guilty of turning my back on you. I am guilty for breaking your heart. I am guilty for rebellion against you. I am guilty of shaming you, and I declare myself guilty. Now I ask, Lord, that I do not get what I deserve. You, Lord, as the victim, I ask that you forgive me for making a foolish vow and for turning my back on you. I ask that you expunge my record and that what I did against you is remembered no more. Forgive me, Father, I did not know what I was doing. I did not know that I was breaking your heart. Based on your word in 1 John 1:9, if I confess my sin, you are faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Based on Matthew 5, I now ask you, Lord, for a Matthew 5 heart towards myself. Give me a love for me. I want a heart of love like Jesus so I can bless you and thereby bless myself. Move on my heart to pray for myself. I can't on my own, even if I wanted. But I do want to be conformed to the image of Christ. I know that He forgave and loved His enemies, so I invite you to transform my heart. Thank you for your awesome mercy. I choose also to forgive Satan for using the death of my grandmother to cause me to make a foolish vow. Although I know by his choices he is condemned to an eternity out of your presence, if my forgiveness of his devices towards me will make it less painful, I ask that, Lord. Anyone else?
Before you started today, when I sat down, I opened the Bible to the book of Ezekiel, right to the book. And the scripture that you started with, you quoted, was exactly the scripture I was thinking. So this vision, I've spent the last hour playing in that river, looking at these red rocks. When I was living over on Fulton Street, Joshua took a stone and put it at the foot of an oak tree. And I found a stone, a red stone about the shape of my heart, and copied that scripture down. And I've seen thousands of them red stones in the bottom of the river. And that waterfall with the sparkling, just brilliant. I'm picturing the sunshine shining through the water. And me, Julie, Hannah, and Kaylee just playing in that river for the last hour. We're just laughing and smiling and running through there and leaving our sins, you know, behind as we run through it. So.
Anyone else? Rick?
I too, like Harvey, I don't see a lot of them. I get a welling within my spirit, my heart, and then I ask God when I, if it's to be released or to open up a window or a door or prepare the platform for me to do that, and that's how things come to me. But But for when you were speaking to Harvey about what color the rock would be, it come to me that my color would be purple. Because that's the color of the throne. And that's where I long to be all the time. Continuously. And I do have a hard time writing things down, but it does come into my heart. And I just long for everything that he has.
Anyone else? You may not have seen anything or heard anything or felt anything, but God did something. Some of the deepest works that God has done has been when we had no clue. But then in the days following, we go, wow, something's different in my heart. Something's different about the way I feel towards someone. And all of a sudden, you just know something's different. You don't even know what it is. But always when you come and invite him, he always accepts the invitation. Rick?
One more thing is, what Glenn was speaking about, the rivers coming on him and that God was cleansing him and shaping him. I felt like that was a prophecy for me, too.